That's correct. It is Ask the Builder. And the way you do it is you call me on the phone, 749-1035. That's the only way we take calls here. And, of course, we just – Steve did that. So, Steve, tell me what's on your mind. It's Tim Carter. Thanks so much for calling WGRR and the Ask the Builder show. Hello, Steve.
Hello, Tim. First, I want to thank you for your show and your website and everything, and your column in the paper.
You're welcome, buddy. It's I love doing it.
My question is, we've got a lot on a lake near Eaton, Ohio, and it's on the east side of the lake, and we have winds coming from the west like everybody does around here.
Okay.
And we've got a seawall on one side of it. We need one built on the other. The lot had the seawall on it when we got the lot. But I don't know a reputable concrete contractor or whatever you would say to do something like this. It's very rare to have it done.
Yeah, it is. And it's pretty specialized work. You know, you have to, you know, just dealing with the, you know, just dealing with putting the stuff in the lake. What are the things? Do you know how old the existing seawall is? Have any rough idea?
I think it was built. Well, the side that's in good shape was built in the early 90s. The other side was probably built in the 70s.
Okay. I mean, one of the things, as much as I hate to say it, one of the things that you would have to do is you just have to kind of get on the phone and call, you know, start calling some of those contractors, and you have to ask them, you know, have you done this before? And if so, can you, I mean, I just need to see where you did it. Just give me the locations.
Okay.
You know, and go look at the jobs that they did. Because otherwise, you're just shooting in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's almost like calling somebody's bluff when you're playing a game of poker. You know, it's like, you know, because someone's going to say, oh, yeah, yeah, seawalls. Yeah, we've done like three of those things. Oh, yeah, man. We can do those. So, well, really, why don't you show me where they are? The only other thing that you could do is contact, you know, any of the other lake and dock owners around some of the facilities here in the area.
Uh-huh.
And find out some of the contractors they deal with who generally build and do things around lakes. See what I mean?
Yes.
Because the dock owners are going to know that, you know, the guys that run the docks. And all of a sudden you might get two or three names that keep popping up, you know, like contractors that are really, really familiar with doing that. And there's no doubt it's going to be a specialty contractor. It's not going to be some guy working out of his pickup truck. That's not who it's going to be.
Yeah, someone mentioned to me Baker Concrete. Do you know anything about them?
Yeah, they're a big outfit. I mean, big outfit. And then the problem that you run in with those guys is that sometimes smaller work like that, it's like they just don't have any interest in it. But
okay.
Baker is huge. I mean, absolutely, they would be on my list, but they just might not, you know. That's like asking a guy who builds houses to repair a screen door. You know, it's like, come on, you know, I'm not going to repair your screen door. You know,
okay.
So yeah, Baker, absolutely. Good company.
Okay, thanks a lot.
No worries. I mean, I'd love to hear back from you, you know, who you find out is able to do that. Because that's something I'd like to keep in my files as to who does that kind of specialized work.
Thanks a lot, Tim.
All right, well, I don't feel like I helped you at all, so I'm sorry. All right.
Okay.
All right,
bye.
Okay, bye-bye.